Well, we presented a good argument. Our lawyers did a fine job, and we believe that the judge will see things in our favor.
After the Complete Angler was cited for a code violation for their fish mural in 2008, they covered it up with a banner containing the words from the Constitution's First Amendment. Then they received a second code violation. In court on Wednesday, Clearwater Planning Director Michael Delk admitted, had it been covered by an American flag instead of the First Amendment, the city would not have issued the second citation. Becky Steele is Regional Director of the ACLU of Florida.
We have the law on our side. We have the law and the facts on our side. If you look at what was argued today, the city really conceded that, you know, if this banner of the First Amendment, they've conceded that as a symbol of the United States government. And then they were saying, well, if it was a flag, we would let it go, but because it's having the text of the First Amendment, we're going to shut it down. That just doesn't make any sense. If you're going to restrict speech, you've got to have a good reason why. And I don't think they showed that here in court.
The attorney for the city of Clearwater, Leslie Dougal Sides, and planning director Delk told U.S. Magistrate Judge Elizabeth Jenkins that the art exemption to the city's sign ordinance does not apply. That's because the shop sells bait and tackle to fishers who will catch the depicted fish in the Gulf of Mexico. But ACLU attorneys Maria Kiannon and James Green called Clearwater's code on signage vague and overbroad. The ACLU's Steele says that for that reason, the city code should be struck down by the court.
One of the issues is who gets to decide what is art? Who gets to say if you want to convey a message about the environment, or you want to convey a message about the First Amendment, who gets to say whether that is commercial speech or not? And then who gets to say whether you can do it or not?
Attorneys for Complete Angler introduced into evidence photos of other buildings in Clearwater that have outside murals depicting images similar to the type of business occurring there. That's one issue the city said was wrong with the fish mural, and Steele says the rules should be applied evenly.
It's not just the Quinteros. You had the daycare center, also Frenchie's restaurant with a picture of the grouper outside. And that really undermines the city's argument that it's so important that they regulate this speech if it's been allowed to take place in other parts of the city.
Complete Angler is asking for an emergency injunction from the court to stop the city of Clearwater from citing or fining the owners, and for the city to pay for legal fees and fines that have already been paid by the Quinteros. But there was no decision on Wednesday. Heriberto Quintero testified that one reason for the artwork on his building was to call attention to endangered species.
It's enabled us to educate the public. For instance, a father and child were there before we had to cover it up, and he was showing him the types of fish that they would be able to catch when they went out fishing that day. Other folks have come in and have asked, what's the situation with the net bans? Have we seen more fish coming back? Certainly the snook and the redfish were targeted heavily. So we've been able to educate them on the positive conservation that's been done.
The city of Clearwater's attorney, Leslie Dougal Sides, and planning director Michael Delk declined to be interviewed for this story. Quintero thinks that the city of Clearwater should stop citing him for sign violations.
Anytime that government oversteps its bounds and violates the Constitution, they need to be brought back to justice and been told, not to do that again. So it's absolutely not a waste of time. Even though it started off as just a picture of fish, it's become much more than that now, and people are starting to realize that. That's why the public opinion's been so strong on this.